Welcome to the Healing Room. This is Ariel. This podcast is for the healer types who've joined us here in the Healing Room. There are vortexes that come out of each shoulder, and some of the books don't show this, but they're super, super important in energy work because think about how everyone carries their stress in their shoulders, their tension in their shoulders. Some people don't even cry. They hold the sadness in that junction between the neck and the upper back. So if you just start moving energy in people's physical shoulders to get it to move through those vortexes, get those vortexes to get unlocked in the shoulders, you're affecting the whole entire body and you're going to release a lot of stress for them. So the vortexes come up out of each shoulder, past the neck, the jaw, the ear, the temple, and they move up into the big open crown vortex. If the crown chakra gets wider and wider, then those shoulder chakras are going to be narrower and come up into that side of the crown and then up into the side of the crown on the other side, like the left shoulder, for example, the right shoulder, and they're going to join in. So you've got these three big spinning discs above your head. The other end of those discs coming out of the shoulder chakras are all the way down through the body, through the hips, down through the thighs, knees, calf muscles, ankles, out the bottoms of the feet. There's a vortex right there in the arches. And that vortex can widen and widen until the foot sits inside of the vortex and the lower leg sits inside of it, kind of like bell-bottom pants. And then you come back up through the river again, or the tube of light, coming up through the knee, the hip, the side of the body, the ribs on the right or the left, up out of that shoulder, up into the crown. You've got this massive river. So the river on the right in the work that I do represents career, or like empowerment, or like a moving forward, making change. You can be moving houses, homes, work, making money. A lot of people will carry like a burden on their right shoulder, and that usually represents money. Like they're carrying the stress of the responsibility of making that money. Not that it has to be that way, but money can be fun, but a lot of people carry it like it's this huge stressful thing. And then the left side of the body, from the shoulder down through the hip, the knee, the ankle, the foot, that represents relationship. If it's all blocked up in the shoulder, a lot of times people have this fear of receiving any love. Like, will they receive any love? Or is this person going to abuse me again? And so that it'll get hardened and tight in there. And so something that I like to do with family is I'll walk up to somebody and just kind of lightly massage their shoulders. I'm not digging in deep. I'm just kind of brushing along the surface, almost like in the lymph system level of the body. But what I'm doing is breathing and doing the energy work as I go. So I'm kind of swirling and opening up that vortex in their shoulder on the right, and then maybe opening the vortex on the left. And they just start losing all of the stress. It just starts pouring up and out of there. So basically, when you release it, you want it to move up through, up out of those vortexes, upward, upward, and out, and just give it to God, give it to the universe, and let it dissipate or transform. So let's do that now. We ask that our shoulders are released. This is why when I'm teaching all these podcasts of prayer and visualization, I'm having us rotate our shoulders. So I just start allowing my shoulders to move and rotate. I don't sit there rigidly. So as I'm talking, my shoulders are starting to rotate back one at a time, both at the same time. I'm just kind of allowing it to happen. One might be sort of stuck and it can't rotate, and I let that happen. So we ask that our energy begins moving. We ask that whatever blocks in our shoulders are cleared out. We ask our spirit guides, our angels, to move in and unblock our shoulders. You can go back and forth. They can be opening at the same time. Basically, I see the energy moving upward and clearing upward, because that's just a long way down through to the feet. So if you're going to take a block or a rock or a boulder and roll it all the way down through the river to get it out the other end, that is one way you could do that. But it's easier just to take it up through the vortex upward, because that's the closest exit. A vortex can be an inlet of energy or an exit of old energy you want out. So just keep rotating. You notice like little knots in there kind of releasing as you start working with this. Another thing you can do is visualize that there's an angel with its hands on your shoulders, melting away any tension or stress. You can imagine that you're being hugged, like someone's behind you hugging you. And you kind of lean back into them with your upper back and your shoulders, like, ah, they're loving me. So you can receive love through that left shoulder chakra. If it's blocked, I know that somebody isn't really receiving love. Either their partner is not giving it to them or they've become guarded. We give it all away. We give away whatever is in those chakras. Just love those shoulders. Love them until they release all the old stuck energy. You don't want to be like, get it out. Just get it off of me. I've got to move it. You want to allow it to drift up and off, kind of like smoke or steam coming up off of a hot road, hot, wet road. Like, just imagine it lifting up fog over a little sleepy town in a hollow or in the mountains. Just imagine that steam or fog moving upward and out. You could imagine you're taking your hand and just rotating it gently over one of the vortexes in one of the shoulders, like the left one, and just see it as starting to spin. Because those chakras or vortexes, they quit spinning when they get all jammed up. They're just stuck. And it's our job to kind of get things moving so that that chakra begins spinning. When it starts spinning, you know that you're making some headway. You know that things are clearing out. You can imagine that an angel is breathing into the chakra, like bending forward, almost like it's going to kiss your shoulder, and instead it breathes energy into it. Okay, now let's bring it all the way down through the rivers to the feet. So kind of move your feet. If you're sitting, you can push your feet back so that the bottoms of your feet are not on the ground, but the tops of your feet are on the ground. Meaning, you know, you bend your toes backward and you're just kind of resting on the tops of your toes. You can move your hips forward and back if you're sitting in a chair, or if you're lying down, you can kind of stretch out one leg, stretch out the other leg. Sometimes I like to imagine I have four tires to a car, and each tire or wheel is in the shoulders and the hips, so that makes four. And I imagine I'm kind of like one of those bendy cartoon cars where I can move one wheel and it twists the whole car, and then I move the other wheel and it twists the whole car. For example, right shoulder back and then left. And meanwhile, my hips are moving too. One hip is moving up and one is moving down and vice versa. All the way back to your feet again. You can put your feet flat on the ground and bounce your feet up and down like you're nervous. This gets the energy dislodged in the legs. It moves all the way up into those shoulders. So we've got energy moving out of our feet. We've got energy moving out of our shoulders. Doesn't matter which direction the energy goes. I find that if I try to push it one direction, I'm sort of forcing my energy. And as an energy healer or someone just playing with their own energy in their body, you want to make sure you allow energy to flow whichever direction it wants to flow. The chakras too. There's not a certain direction they should flow in or spin in. You want to just get blocked energy out of the way. And then allow kind of like water to come flooding in. If you were to move a boulder or debris out of a creek, then the water will just naturally flush into that area that was blocked. Same thing in energy work. Left and right rivers. So now you can see why it's so important to work with those shoulder chakras, because they govern they determine if there's a flow through the entire right side of your body, which affects the grounding system all the way down at the foot. And then all the way down through the left side of the body, through the heart, the physical heart. Sometimes when people have a heart condition, I won't work directly on their heart. I'll work above it and below it. So I'll go up into that shoulder chakra and start releasing it, any tension. And then I'll go down to that foot and make sure it's grounded. The energy's going all the way through. This is why reflexology is so good for people. You go down to their feet and you start working on the feet. The whole system starts letting go all the way up to the shoulders. There's a lot more to it than that, but energetically, that's a big thing that happens when you get reflexology. We ask that any fear held in our shoulders is removed. The left shoulder represents this vulnerability. It's the feminine side of the body. The right shoulder represents the masculine side, the warrior side. And so in the left, when we have this kind of soft vulnerability in that left shoulder, it needs worked with. It needs cared for and babied. You don't want to be all tough and strong and just keep pushing through. You want to give that shoulder chakra the freedom to feel what it feels, to feel vulnerable, to feel shy. You can imagine you have an angel working with that left shoulder chakra, for example, and just streaming energy upward and out like a tube of light is coming straight up out of your shoulder, past your face, up into the crown. The crown can go really high, so let those tubes of light go really high. Same thing with the grounding system. The tubes can go way past your feet. Just let them go as far as you can see it. You can imagine like a spirit guide who has energy of like a mothering grandmother or something. And she's putting her hands on your shoulders and she's saying, "Aw, aw," like she's taking care of you. Calming any stress. A lot of times we don't even have that. We don't even know we have that stress until somebody touches our shoulders. And then we're like, "Oh my God, I didn't realize I was so tight. I didn't realize I was so tense. I'm just being strong and getting it done. I'm just moving through my life." Sometimes when these shoulder chakras open up and the energy starts moving, you'll feel tension way down in your low back because that's part of the river. It's the river of light that sits between the two openings. You have one opening in the shoulder, one in the foot. So everything in between is going to start dislodging. If there's tightness in the low back and now you've got this river moving from the shoulder down to that spot in the low back and from the foot up to that spot in the low back and back down, what's stuck is right there in the middle in the low back between the shoulder and the foot. But if you just keep focusing on the flow of the rivers, eventually the energy itself will just chip away at, wear away at that block. You don't necessarily always have to go in and just remove that block in the low back, for example. You can allow the light to move in around it and just start dissolving it. So let's talk about wings. A lot of people describe humans as having wings on some level of their energy field. And I think it's just light shooting up and out of those vortexes in the shoulders. As the light shoots up and out, it almost makes like flames. Let's talk about the arms. So the vortex in the shoulder also creates a river that goes down through the arms and out the palms of the hands. Now, that chakra in the palm of the hand has its own reverse side, which is on the back of the hand. Every chakra has like a front and a back. So it's got its own, you know, the front and then the back. And the foot has its own too. So the arch of the foot, there's also a chakra on the top of the foot. But these ones in the shoulder, they can connect into the ones in the hand. So they open at the shoulder, and they can also create this river that goes down through the arm and out through the hand. So when anybody has an injury in their wrist or hand or forearm or elbow, I'm always working on that shoulder chakra to get the entire river to flow. So when someone's hands are lit up, they've got light shining out, radiating out of their fingers, and then they move their arm up and down. They've got this huge flame coming up out of their shoulder, and they move their arm. It looks like a wing. They leave streaks of light underneath the arm. They move their shoulder back, and a ton of light just flows out like a wing down the arm and out the back shoulder blade. So to me, that's what the wings are when as humans in human form. You can play with this all you want. It's so much fun to just sit every day, several times a day if you can. You don't have to sit there long. You can sit as long as I do it here with these podcasts. But it's so much fun just to get these shoulders opened up and get that energy moving. That's why at the beginning of almost every prayer that I have here in the healing room, you can hear me talking about just moving the shoulders as if they're fluid. And shaking the legs so it gets all the way down through. All right, so another thing you could do is lift your arms up straight above you, like you're praising the light, praising the sun, praising the universe. And what this does is it just gets the energy really flowing through your body, like from your feet up through to your hands, which are stretched above you, representing the right side and the left side of your bodies, like two rivers just easily flowing all the way up through, all the way down through, from your hands to your feet, feet to your hands. Again, we let go of which direction it moves in. Okay, so keep rotating your shoulders back, keep bouncing your legs and enjoying this for as long as it lasts for you or for as long as you have time for. We ask our angels and our guides to keep moving this for us, to keep this clear for us, each river in the body, keep it clear for us throughout the day. We ask that as we walk, as we swing our legs and we swing our arms, we ask that anything stuck, anything left in those rivers, starting from the shoulders down through, is released. We ask that as we walk, any blocked energy is lifted up and out of us. We ask as we sleep and rest that the rivers move through each side of the body, that the shoulders are released. We ask that we feel loved. We ask that we feel like we can trust our angels and guides, trust the universe to help us with things like money and career decisions on the right side. We ask that we feel carefree. We don't feel any burden, but we feel light. We give all the burdens to God, our angels and guides. We feel like they have it taken care of for us. We feel like our job is to just play and be free, to feel like we're playing as we work, to feel like money is fun, to feel like we're loved and adored, to feel like this whole life of task-oriented days, this whole life of filled with errands and chores and to-do list, we ask that it just feels fun. And we give it all away. We give it to our guides. We give the list to our guides. We ask that they help us with it. They help us with everything we need to do. We ask that we have no stress, that it's just fun, and we let go. And we're in a level of magic. We're allowing our guides and our angels to open doors for us and show us what we need. For example, you can be in a store and you look down and there's the perfect present for somebody, or there's the exact thing you needed to buy that you had on your list. We give all of this over to our team of spirit guides and angels. Lift your arms up again and reach your hands up above you one more time, releasing anything left over that's still moving out. Okay, so now I'm just sitting with my hands open, kind of above my knees. What that does is it pulls my shoulders back. So I have my elbows bent to my, they're beside me, they're at my sides, and my hands are open, like I'm just receiving light, and I'm at the same time, I'm just trusting. I'm just giving away anything old, and I'm trusting. Okay, thanks be to God, thanks be to the light. Play with this as often as you want. The shoulders retighten all the time, so they take a lot of maintenance. And if you're an energy healer, don't forget to do this on your people that you're working with. Really get in there and open up those shoulders for them. Thanks be to God, thanks be to the light.